书大概是最悲观的一本书。
Among all the books in the Bible, perhaps Ecclesiastes is the most pessimistic.
因为它里面重复的用一句话，虚空。
This word is repeatedly found in the book, vanity.
但是很让人难以了解是，传道书是所罗门写的。
But it's hard for Anders to accept the fact, accept this fact because this book is written by Solomon.
是世界上最有智慧的一个人写的。
It is written by the wisest person who has ever lived.
他可以有智慧论天上的万象。
He was so wise that he could talk about the heavens.
他有智慧可以论飞禽走兽神所创造的万物。
He could talk about all the creatures and beasts on the earth.
神喜悦他，赐给他智慧。
God was pleased with him and endowed him with wisdom.
他得到智慧以后，他仔细来观察自己的一生。
After he had a wisdom from God, he examined his life.
他发现他过去一切所追求到最后都是虚空。
He found out that everything that he had been seeking for was vanity.
好，我们现在来看传道书的第一章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书的第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语。第二节。
Verse 2.
传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。”这个第二节可以说是整个传道书的一个很重要的结论。
Verse 2 is the conclusion of Ecclesiastes.
人活在世界上是虚空的。
Our life in this world is meaningless.
他讲说：“虚空的虚空。
”Meaningless, meaningless, he says.
我们在想雅歌称作歌中之歌。
The Song of Solomon is called the Song of Songs.
世界上有很多爱情的歌。
There are many love songs in this world.
那这个雅歌是超越所有爱情之歌更上层的歌。
But the Song of Solomon is the love song of all love songs.
因为这个雅歌在描写神跟人之间的爱。
It describes our love, the love between God and man.
也在预表基督跟教会的爱。
It also prefigures the love of Christ for the church.
所以这个爱已经超越了一般男女之间的爱，所以变成歌中之歌。
Because the love that it describes transcends the human love, so it is called the Song of Songs.
那我们称天上的神叫做万王之王。
We call the God in heaven the King of Kings.
世界上有很多的王。
There are many kings in this world.
但是我们的神是在所有的王上面的王。
But our God is the king who is above all kings.
他是最高级的王。
He is the highest king.
所有的王都在他的掌管控制之下。
All other kings are under his rule and control.
那这里说虚空的虚空。
It says here meaningless, meaningless.
我们有时候对人生一件事情、两件或事情会感觉到没有什么意思虚空。
Sometimes we...think that the certain thing we undertake would be is meaningless.
那我把人生很多这个你觉得没有意思的东西把它集合在一起来，就是最彻底的虚空。
But if you combine all of these together, it becomes the vanity of vanities.
所以从第一章到十一章这个所罗门在谈论这个也虚空，那个也虚空，虚空到最后集合起来就是虚空的虚空。
In Ecclesiastes, Solomon says that this is vanity, that is vanity, and altogether the conclusion is everything is meaningless.
如果一个人觉得人生是美好的,
if there is someone who believes that this life is good,
那只有两个可能,
then there are only two possibilities.
第一个,
First,
他已经相信耶稣得救了,
he has believed in Christ and has been saved.
如果他没有信耶稣
If he has not believed in the Lord,
他觉得人生很美好
But still feels that life is good,
那很有可能他从来没有认真去思想过人生
Then it's very likely that he never really thinks about life.
他不知道人生是什么
He doesn't really know what life is.
他只知道人生的表象
He may see the superficial phenomena.
如草如花
That it is like grass and flowers.
但是他没有认清人生的真相
But he doesn't see the reality of life.
那都会凋谢，会过去的。
That the grass withers and the flowers fall.
所以人如果看穿人生的本相
So if we can see through the reality of life,
是没有一个人可以乐观的，除非他已经得到主耶稣的拯救。
There is no way that we can be optimistic unless we have been saved.
我们看几年前纽约有一个TWA 800号。
A few years ago, the TWA-800 crashed.
啊，这个要飞到这个啊巴黎去。
It was on his way to Paris.
有的刚刚结婚要飞到巴黎去度蜜月。
Among the passengers were newlyweds who went to Paris for a honeymoon.
哇，这是最甜蜜的一个时刻。
That was the sweetest time for them.
有的生意人正要飞到巴黎去签约，有很大的合同要赚很多的钱。
Among them were businessmen who went to Paris to sign a contract for a big business deal.
有的子女更要飞回巴黎跟父母团聚。
Among them were parents who were on their way to go back to Paris to see their parents.
有的坐头等舱，有的坐经济舱。
Some were in the economy class, some were in the first class.
在机场上了飞机，等了好久，终于飞机飞上来了。
They waited earnestly in the airport, and finally they got on the plane.
他们所期待的这一天终于到了。
The day they've been waiting for finally came.
在这个飞机上面呢，这个空中小姐开始用香槟，开始用果汁啊，让他们欢乐。
And the flight attendant started serving them drinks.
但是想不到半空中爆炸了。
But who knew it exploded in mid-air?
那个蜜月也是虚空。
The honeymoon became meaningless.
那个钱财的梦也是虚空。
The dream of making money became meaningless.
那个家庭的团聚也是虚空。
The family reunion became meaningless.
如果那个八百号那里面的乘客
If among the passengers on that plane
都觉悟再过半个钟头这个飞机就要爆炸就要掉下来
knew beforehand that in about half an hour it would explode and fall to the ground.
请问哪一个人会乐观呢
Who would be optimistic?
所以人没有认识神以后的乐观是盲目的。
So optimism without Christ is blind.
是自我欺骗的。
It is self-deceit.
因为前面有虚空在等待。
Because meaningless awaits us all.
那么人生其实就是那个八百号的延长一百倍、一千倍、一万倍。
Our human life is like a larger version of the explosion of TWA-800.
到最后是虚空的。
Eventually we'll end up in meaninglessness.
从很高的梦里面嘣一下掉下来。
We may seem to climb very high in the dream, but we will fall when we wake up.
死亡一来到，都是虚空。
When death comes, everything is vanity.
所以，当我们有人看到有人在夸耀今生的一切
，When we look at people boasting about everything they have,
学识比别人高
，They may have better education.
成就比别人大
，Better accomplishments.
钱财比别人多
，They have more money.
享受比别人富足
，They have better pleasures.
而没有高举基督，以基督为夸口。
But they do not boast about Christ.
我们真的用很同情的眼睛看他。
Such people should be pitied.
你知道你在讲什么吗？
Do they know what they're talking about?
原来他们是不知道自己在夸口什么。
They don't know what they're boasting.
他们所夸口的是虚空。
What they're boasting is but vanity.
当死亡一来到，这个都是虚空的。
When death comes, all these will turn to nothing.
最近一两年，我们注意看世界的报道。
In recent years, we see the war reports.
有两部电影是所有电影历史界里面排头第一跟第二。
There are two movies that were at the top.
在世界里面看过最多的一部电影是什么头明显什么头衔
What is the movie that has been watched the most?
这一部电影叫做《耶稣传》。
It is the Jesus.
这个是一个团体叫做Campa Crusade 所拍的。
The film, the Jesus film project is conducted by the Campus Crusade for Christ.
他花很多的几百万的美金去拍的。
They spent millions of dollars to film this project.
那这部电影已经翻译过几十个不同的文字。
And this film has been translated into many different languages.
在非洲的丛林，在亚马逊的丛林都放。
In the jungles of Africa or Amazon, you can see this film.
有的坐直升机，啪啪啪啪下来到这个没有开化的地方放给他们看。
Missionaries take helicopters and land on primitive grounds to show them the film.
好多人看到这部电影啊。他相信耶稣。
Many people turn to the Lord because of the film.
当然，这已经替我们这个真教会铺了一个路了。
And this is the forerunner of the true Jesus Church.
很奇怪、很奇妙的，就是这部电影在描写耶稣受洗。
And in the film, when Jesus was baptized,
他不是向上的。
Jesus did not baptize with his face up.
是头向下的。
His face was bowed.
因为这是经过查考过拍出来的。
This film was done after much research.
到现在没有一部电影这个观看人数超过这个。
And the viewer, there are no other movies with so many viewers.
那第二部电影啊，就是我几年前在美国拍的这个《铁达尼号》。
And the second most popular movie was the Titanic.
哦，这个铁达尼号，哦，花了几百亿的美金拍的。
They also spent millions, billions, making this movie.
花很多的钱呢、啊。哦，他就是把差不多一百年前呐、啊，啊，一个豪华的游轮叫做铁达尼啊，重新再把它拍出来。
They depicted what happened 100 years ago to the ship Titanic.
美国造了一艘全世界最豪华的游轮。
The U.S. built the most luxurious crusade in the world, cruise in the world.
要从这个美国的东部要航海到欧洲去。
And it was she was traveling from the east coast to Europe.
里面什么样的娱乐设施都有。
And on the ship, there were all kinds of entertainments.
大部分是世界上很有成就的人。
And people on the ship were very well accomplished.
所以他们才有那个条件能够登到这个铁达尼号。
That's why they were able to afford to be on the Titanic.
这个船长想要破纪录，所以全速进行要往欧洲去航行。
The captain wanted to break a world record, so he pulled forward full speed.
所以他不顾一些人的警告。
So he did not take the warnings of some advisors.
前面有雾啊，应该要减速。
People had told him that there was fog ahead and that he should slow down.
当这艘船一直往前开的时候，
when the ship kept going forward,
里面有人在跳舞。
People were dancing.
有人在喝酒。
People were drinking.
有人在聊天。
People were talking.
穿的是最高贵的衣服。
They were in the best dresses.
戴的是珠光宝气。
They were wearing jewelry.
很多的财宝是跟着他们。
And with them were a lot of possessions.
真的，人世间最幸福的地方应该是在铁达尼上面。
The most blissful place on earth would seem to be on the Titanic.
因为暂时放下世上的忧愁，在那个地方欢乐。
They temporarily put aside all the cares in this world and enjoy life on the ship.
但是过了不久。
But after a while,
这个铁达尼号就撞上了冰山。
The Titanic ran into iceberg.
哇，将近千人葬身于海底。
About 1,000 people were buried in the sea.
人生是虚空的。
Life is vain.
所以当一个人在铁达尼号在吃喝在聊天的时候，看起来他是很幸福。
When a person eats and drinks and is merry on the Titanic, it seems that he has a good life.
那在岸上欢送的人，不晓得多少人羡慕。如果我能够跟他们一样，不晓得多好。
And people who say farewell to these people on the dock will always envy them.
但是当他们在挥手告别的时候，那就是永别。
But who knew that their farewell was the last farewell?
他们想要追求船上那些娱乐，到最后使他们葬身在海底。
These people enjoy life on the ship, but ended up in the depth of the ocean.
我们整人生所追求的，不是那铁达尼号的不断的延长吗？
Isn't our life a prolonged version of the Titanic?
当死亡一来到
，When death comes,
人还有什么可以夸口？
What is there to boast?
当死亡一来到
，When death comes,
人还能够抓住什么
？What can we still hold on to?
所以当死亡一直靠近的时候
，When death approaches,
忽然间发现，世界上你认为最宝贵的都过去了。
You will realize that everything that you have treasured is past.
所以难怪所罗门说虚空。
No wonder Solomon said vanity.
一切都是虚空。
Everything is vanity.
虚空就是没有意义，就是零。
Vanity means meaninglessness, and it means zero.
所以这个传道书就给人一个彻底的一种提醒。
So Ecclesiastes totally awakens us.
世界的住民啊，
that we as people, citizens of this earth,
我们要认清啊，
we must recognize this fact.
人生的结果是虚空的。
That the end of human life is vanity.
那这个传道书真正的目的不是要叫我们悲观消极。
But the purpose of Ecclesiastes is not to make us pessimistic.
因为传道书到最后的结论，
because the conclusion of this book
在教我们一个最正确的生活方式，
teaches us the correct way to live our lives.
请看传道书的十二章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书的十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
804页。这一些事都已经听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。14节。
14.
因为人所做的事，连些隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。所罗门说，这一些事情都已经听见了。
Solomon said, now all has been heard.
这些事情就是指着十二章以前的那些虚空的事情，你都听见了。
These refer to things of vanity before chapter 12.
那到最后我结论是什么？
What is his conclusion?
就是人要敬畏神，
Fear God，
要谨守他的诫命，
And keep his commandments。
这是人的本分，
This is the whole duty of man。
如果人活着要不虚空，
In order to have a meaningful life，
你只有一条路可以走，
There's only one way，
你就是要寻找神，
You must find God。
要活在神里面，人生才不会变成虚空。
Only if you live in God will you have a meaningful life。
离开了神，
Apart from God，
世界上没有一件事情是有意义的。
There's nothing in this world that can satisfy you。
离开了神，
Apart from God，
人活着是没有意义的。
Our lives are meaningless。
这是一个最后的忠告。
That is the final warning。
我们人
and advice
应该不需要再重复体验，然后再下相同的结论。
We don't need to go through the same experience like Solomon in order to come to the same conclusion.
因为有智慧的人常常从别人的经验当中我们就学到了教训。
We can learn from other people's experience.
有一个弟兄还没有信主以前，
There was a brother who used to be an unbeliever.
他整天愁眉苦脸。
He used to be very pessimistic and sad.
那他有一个朋友跟他很要好啊。
He had a very good friend.
就常常逗逗他就发笑。
He would try to make him laugh.
就跟他讲啊，你为什么这样愁眉苦脸？看开一点嘛。
He said, "Why put up such a long face? Just be optimistic."
像我们这样活得很快乐。
Look at how happy we are.
那后来他就问他的朋友，他就告诉他朋友。
So he told his friend.
他说我怎么看我都看不出啊，你有什么可以快乐的地方
？I don't know why you can laugh and be happy.
因为这个朋友啊，想很多。
This friend was a thinker.
因为他想很多以后，他发现人生没有什么值得真正快乐的。
And because he thought so much about life, he find that life is totally pessimistic.
所以他没有办法笑得出来。
So he could not laugh.
那感谢神，以后他信主。
But he became a believer later.
就变成一个很喜乐的人。
He became a very happy man.
这是彻底虚空觉悟以后啊，进到神里面所看到的一种满足。
He has seen that life is meaningless, but now he has found God and meaning.
所以在神的里面呢，他找到了他可以得到喜乐的原因。
Therefore, in God, he has found reasons to be joyful.
因此啊，我们在这个读传道书的过程啊，其实就是要拆毁我们的旧的观念。
So in reading Ecclesiastes, we tear down our old concepts.
除非我们会彻底觉悟人生的虚空，不然我们不会真的在追求主耶稣。
Unless we realize that this life is meaningless, we will not seek Jesus.
如果一个人信了耶稣以后，
If after we believe in Christ,
还一直在谈说啊，人活着很虚空。
We still talk about meaninglessness in life.
那这个人还没有真的认识耶稣。
Then that means we really do not know Jesus.
因为不可能一个真的认识耶稣的人，他的人生是虚空的。
It would be impossible for someone who really know Christ to say that life is meaningless.
那从第一章的第一节啊，一直到十一节。
Chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
我们可以看到我们平常所看的一些事情啊，所罗门。我们在主耶稣里面再来看一次，你会发现跟所罗门的结论就不一样。
We see that if we look at the world from the perspective of Christ, then we will have a different viewpoint from that of Solomon.
所罗门在当时看他的人生没有神啊。
Solomon saw that his life was without God.
所以他一看 他到最后发现这些是虚空的。
And from that vantage point, everything is meaningless.
那我们现在在进入主耶稣里面，
But now, if we go into Christ,
我们再来看所罗门所看，你发现也不太一样。
And if we look at what Solomon looked at, we will have a different vantage point.
他过去认为很虚空的，你现在在主耶稣里面，你变成这个是很有意义的事情。
What used to be meaningless to us will now be meaningful in Christ.
那个就是传道书的目的。
That is the purpose of Ecclesiastes.
要让我们超越虚空，进入意义里面。
It helps us transcend our vanity and go into meaning.
首先我们看传道书的第一章第三节跟第四节。
Let's read chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
说人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下劳碌，有什么益处呢？第四节。
4.
一代过去，一旧却来又来，地却永远长存。这个地方讲说人一切的劳碌，在日光之下劳碌，有什么益处呢？
What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?
他用问号的方式发问。
He asks a question.
他自己想要替这个问题下一个回答。
And he wants an answer.
到最后他发现了，一代过去，一代又来。
He sees that generations come and go.
你看那个一生好像牛，好像马，拼了老命在劳碌的人，他也过去了。
People who spend their entire lives in harsh labor still pass away.
那这个一生这样啊，懒懒散散啊，这样浑浑噩噩混了一生，他也过去了。
And people who are lazy all their lives also pass away.
所以到死亡一来到
，When death comes，
你发现那个拼了老命像牛像马的人，死一来到跟那个浑浑噩噩在混日子的人，结果是一样的。
Those who worked hard all their lives were no different from those who were lazy all their lives.
因为你一生做得很辛苦，赚很多钱，你吃好一点，就这样而已啊。
You may work very hard and eat better meals.
那住好一点啊，就这样而已啊。
And live in better houses.
但是一天浑浑噩噩混度日子的人啊，他生活没有压力，他也是过着一生啊。
But those who are lazy may be carefree and they still pass their lives.
啊，有一次我到夏威夷去。
I once went to Hawaii.
那信徒告诉我，他的人生哲学。
A member told me about his philosophy of life.
因为有时候我看到夏威夷人啊，过日子好像懒懒散散。
Sometimes I watch that the Hawaiian lifestyle is very relaxed.
然后我们就问他说，这个生活怎么这样呢？
It puzzles me.
他说啊，你们在这个 mainland 啊，美国大陆啊，生活步调这么紧张。
He told me that for you people living in the mainland, on the mainland, your pace is so fast.
所以啊，你们成就比较大，你们赚比较多钱。
You have better accomplishments, you make more money.
然后你就把钱带到夏威夷来花。
And you bring your money to Hawaii to spend your money.
所以在海边晒太阳、钓鱼、划水。
You go to the beach, you fish, you go for sports.
所以一年你们有两三个礼拜来这里度假，用了几千块钱。
So two or three times out of a year, you come and spend your money for vacation.
那你像我们这样哦，生活没有压力，我们天天晒太阳，天天度假。
But for us, we have no pressure in life. We go on vacation every day.
我们天天滑水。
We go and surf every day.
我听他这样一讲哦，这个也是很有道理。
So I thought he was right.
所以住在夏威夷死了，你跟这个赚很多钱人死了，其实是一样的。
People who died in Hawaii are no different from people who died in the mainland.
有一个信徒从 American Samoa 来。
There was a member from Samoa.
他说啊，他到中午的时候，饭已经下锅了，才去钓鱼。
Who said that when he is about to prepare for lunch, he would go fish.
鱼一钓上来啊，刚好煎来吃就好了。
As soon as he catches fish, he would cook it and eat it.
那吃饱就晒太阳。
And after that, he was suntanned.
所以他不必生活很忧虑，他也是活得很好。
He has a very carefree life.
所以这个所罗门一想到人劳劳碌碌，在日光之下劳碌，到底你到最后你得到什么？
So Solomon wondered, where would all this labor go?
所以他就是在发问，到底人生勤奋一生在做工，工作带给人的意义是什么？
So his question is, what benefit does all the labor of human beings bring us?
到最后他的结论说，一代如果过去就没有意义了。
His conclusion is that when a generation passes, it has no meaning.
所以工作是没有意义的。
So labor is meaningless.
如果死亡来到，工作是没有意义的。
When death comes, our labor is meaningless.
你看第二章的二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
第二章二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
人在日光之下劳碌累心，在他一切劳碌上得到什么？他这里又在发问了。
He asked another question.
说你在这个工作劳碌累心，在劳碌上你到底得到什么？
What does a man get for all the toil and the anxious striving?
那第三章的第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
这样看来，人在做的事情在劳碌上有什么益处呢？
What does the worker gain from his toil?
所以这个所罗门三次在这个传道书里面在发问啊，我这么努力这样一直拼，到底我是为什么？
So three times in Ecclesiastes, Solomon asked, I work so hard, but what is the purpose?
我们现在人也会这样问。
People nowadays also ask the same question.
我也听到很多弟兄在这样一直在想这个问题。
I have heard the same similar questions from many believers.
刚刚来美国留学。
They first came to the U.S. to study. 有
一个目标。
They had a goal.
我就是要得到学位。
I want to get a degree.
我绝对不能够空手而回，这个没有办法见江东父老。
I would not go home to my parents without a degree.
所以拼了。
So I worked very hard.
到最后终于拼到了学位。
In the end, they got their degree.
找到了好的工作。
They found a good job.
要开始去上班。
And they started working.
开始还很新鲜呢。
In the beginning, it was fun.
啊，做做做做久了。
But after a long time,
你会发现啊，受到语言文化各方面的障碍，你就是升到公司升到一个阶段就停在那里了。
They will realize that because of culture and language barriers, they cannot really be promoted beyond a certain level.
你到一个阶段，你就发现你没有盼望再爬上去了。
And after that, they will have no hope of climbing the corporate ladder.
那现在每一天就是上班下班，上班下班。
Starting from then, they would just go to work and get off work.
那就开始就在想，到底在我一辈子这样活着要做什么？
They begin to wonder, what am I doing all my life?
我记得杨传道在见证。
Pastor Young testified with
him. 他以前是读 double E 的。
Testified that he used to be a double E major.
那后来在放假就到工厂去，在公司去实习。
And after...
就暑假的时候，公司去实习。
During vacation, he would go for an internship.
那都实习就这样，上班下班，上班下班。
And he would just go to work and get off work.
那后来他就想，难道我真的一辈子就要这样过去吗？
So he wondered, am I going to pass my life like this?
上班下班就是为了一张 check, 把我的青春卖给他吗？
Should I sell my youth to the company just by going to work?
他发现这种生活到最后是虚空的。
He realized that such lifestyle is meaningless.
我记得好像也听过蔡执事在见证。
Deacon Tai also testified.
以前在大学里面教书。
That he used to be a professor.
那教来教去发现一辈子就这样教书吗？
And he realized, am I going to teach all my life?
那当一个人开始对自己的工作到集中的意义，在思想他的意义问题的时候，没有答案。
When a person begins to seek the meaning to his job, he will find that everything is meaningless.
有一个英国的陈弟兄。
There is a brother Chen from England.
他在英国开这个学校。
Who opened a school in England?
有一个中医店
，as well as a Chinese clinic.
他真的很忙啊。
He was very busy.
那有一年呐、啊，这个非洲 本来有一个传道要去，他不能去。
One time he wanted to accompany a preacher to Africa, but he could not make it.
那个最后我们一直鼓励着陈弟兄就去了。
But in the end, we encouraged him to go, so he finally was able to go.
那伦敦教会的信徒说，那很大的神迹啊，怎么可能他这么忙会去？
The members in London were very surprised that he, as a busy man, would go.
那一次他就跟我一起去。
He followed me to Africa at that time.
那回来的时候，半路中啊，他就在讲。
On our way back, he told me.
他说我这样生活这么忙。
I'm so busy in my life.
哎，同样这么忙哦，好像到最后没有什么意义。
It seems as if I end up in vanity.
那我如果同样这样忙来做神的工，不是更好吗？
Now, if I were to be busy for God's work, wouldn't that be much better?
那第二年他又去了。
So he went again the second year.
他就发现他在非洲这么忙。
He realized that he was also busy in Africa.
他在英国也是这么忙。
Just as he was busy in England.
那他探索这个两个忙碌最后的意义。
He began to compare the two.
他马上觉悟了。
He came to this realization.
我如果真的要这么忙。
If I want to be busy.
我应该要为神而忙。
I want to be busy for God.
所以这个传道者，他的生活没有神。
This preacher in Ecclesiastes did not have God.
但是他很劳碌。
He worked very hard.
但是最后他没有办法回答我这样忙到底为什么。
In the end, he had no answer to his question, what am I doing?
但是在主耶稣里面。
But in Jesus.
我们就会超越工作的虚空。
We will transcend the vanity in our jobs.
是真的是很奇妙的。
This is very miraculous.
如果你已经进入神的里面，
If you are in God,
你发现工作再也不是虚空了。
Your labor will not be in vain.
请看哥罗西书第三章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
在286页。22节。
Verse 22.
你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要在眼前侍奉，好像讨人喜欢，总要存诚实敬畏的主。23节。
23.
无论做什么，都要从心里给主做，不是给人做的。24节。
24.
因为知道从主那里必得基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。这里讲一下讲说我们在世界上做事情。
As workers in this world.
不要只在眼前侍奉，好像讨人喜欢。
Do not serve just in front of men to please men.
总要存诚实敬畏的心来敬畏神。
But work with it with all our hearts as working for the Lord.
从心里做，不是给人做的。
And this is out of our reverence for God.
所以，让 这样我们也要从神那里得到赏赐。
If we do this, we will receive reward from the Lord.
也就是当我们在一个社会上班的时候，你很谨慎、很认真的去做事情，让神的名得到荣耀，你在天上也要得到荣耀。
And our job, if we work hard, as if we're working for God, we will receive glory in heaven.
因为工作就是你荣耀神的一个方法。
Working is a way to glorify God.
神要每一个人在不同的地方荣耀他，那就是要你在你的工作上荣耀他。
God wants everyone everywhere to glorify Him, and we can do that in our job.
所以属世的工作也会带来天国的赏赐。
So even the secular tasks can bring about the heavenly blessing.
有一阵子啊，有一个这个三明治店啊，那个老板啊，一直叫我们教会那个信徒说，你教会里面还有没有人在介绍来。
Once there was a sandwich store owner who told our brother, "Can you introduce more customers?"
对 customers 不是 customer, 那工人啊，它里面要用很多人。
We need to hire people. So can you find someone in your church to come and help us?
因为他起先从我们教会请了一个姐妹去上班。
And because at first he hired a sister to work at the sandwich store.
他就发现这个人跟其他人不一样。
And he found out that this sister was different from all other workers.
老板在，他很认真。
When the boss was around, he was hardworking.
老板不在也很认真。
And when the boss wasn't around, she was still hardworking.
不会说老板不在就摸鱼。
She would not goof off.
然后。
He's from our church who worked at that store, and he was very happy.
那这些信徒在他的这个三明治店里面，让神得到荣耀，在天国也有赏赐。
So because these believers glorified God in the sandwich store, so they will receive reward from God.
所以工作也变成荣耀神的一种方法。
So our jobs can become a way to glorify God.
那你就发现了，一切事情跟神连上了关系，就变成有意义了。
If everything is viewed in the perspective of God, it becomes meaningful.
那在约翰福音里面这样说
John tells us
请看第四章
Let's read John chapter 4
约翰福音第四章
John chapter
4 34节
Verse 34
耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意做成他的功这里耶稣说他的食物
Jesus said that he has food
就是遵行神的旨意
And it is to do the will of God
做成神的工作
And to finish his work
所以当我们的工作跟神的旨意连上关系的时候
If our work is connected to God's will
你发现那就是我们的满足
Then our work becomes our meaning
所以我们在世界上的工作你如果发现那就是神的旨意
If you find that your job in this world is according to God's will
那就变成非常的有意义的
Then it becomes meaningful
在天上就有赏赐的
You will have reward in heaven
所以我们在世界上我们发现了很多人在做工作
many people work in this world
到最后他都想要在他的工作上能够荣耀神
and they glorify God on their job posts
我知道听到一个青年这样说
you told me
他说他在选择这个医科他想要选择一个一个行业不是就是一个 area 就能够有更多的时间空的时间
That he chose to specialize in a certain area in the medical field so that he could have more time.
到最后目的是什么呀?
What is his purpose?
他要能够用更多的时间来服侍神。
He wanted to use more time to serve God.
那这也是一个很好的方法。
And that is a good way.
我们教会也有信徒在他的所开的公司里面放了很多的这个福音的传单。
There are believers in the church who have stores and they would put flyers in the stores
有的在开这个旅行社卖机票
There are people who have travel agencies
那接触的人很多
They come into contact with a lot of people.
那一方面卖机票, 一方面卖天国的机票。
On the one hand, they sell airplane tickets. On the other hand, they sell tickets to heaven.
所以带了好多慕道者来。
So they bring many truth seekers.
这工作也变成很有意义啊。
So they also find meaning in their jobs.
所以每一件事情如果跟神连在一起，就很有价值的。
So in whatever we do, if it's connected to God, then it's meaningful.
即使清道夫把道路扫得很干净，大家赞美他的时候，感谢神，这个就是有意义。
Even if you are a scavenger, people praise God because of your work, then that is meaningful.
在基督里面，我们可以超越工作的虚空。
In Christ, we can surpass or go beyond the meaninglessness in life.
我们再回到传道书的第一章。
Let's come back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
说日头出来，日头又落下，鸡归所出之地。第六节。
6.
风往南刮，又往北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行原道。 第七节,
7.
江河都往海流，海却不满，江河从何处流，人归何处？在这个地方，这个传道者在观看这个大自然的现象。
The preacher observes the nature.
那到最后他发现一个结论。
And he came to this conclusion.
第八节,
verse 8.
万事令人厌烦，人说不能说尽，眼看不能饱足，耳朵听，听不足啊。 就他看发现这个大自然的现象一直在循环。
Everything in nature cycles.
风吹过去又吹回来。
The winds come and go.
日头出又落下去。
The sun rises and sets.
江河一直往海流，而就流不停。
The streams flow into the sea, and the sea is never full.
所以他发现，你仔细看这个大自然，他发现一直重复到最后没有什么意思。
You can see that there are constant cycles in nature, and they seem to be meaningless.
但是我们在基督里面，我们再回头过来看，不太一样。
But if we look at nature in Christ, it will be different.
我们大家都有这个经验。
All of us have this experience.
你到一个很远的地方去旅游。
If you travel to a far place.
你有没有到 Grand Canyon 去过？
Have you been to the Great Canyon?
有啊，这个照片就为证。
You will prove that you've been there with your picture.
所以特别你参加这个旅游团啊，坐了几十个钟头的车子，去了几分钟，啪啪啪啪，上车再下一站。
So when you go on a tour with a group, you will travel for a long time and then just take some pictures and go to the next stop.
美国你去过几个地方，50州都去过了。
Then you tell people, I've been to 50 states in America.
有图为证。
I have pictures to prove.
所以家里面的照片很多。
So you have albums of upon albums.
表示我们去过很多的地方,
to prove that you have been to many places.
真的很可惜啊, 有一天啊, 你生病了,
but one day if you get sick,
你年老离世了,
or if you get old or even die,
换你的子孙来翻翻这个照片,
your children will come and look at your pictures.
看看 Grand Canyon 里面是不是我小的时候, 这不是啊, 不是, 丢掉。
They will say, am I in the picture of the Grand Canyon? No, I'm not in there, I'm going to throw it away.
再看这一张照片,
look at another picture.
这个照的已经褪色了, 丢掉。
The picture is fading in color, so I'm going to throw it away.
换我们孩子来过滤的时候，凡是他没有在里面，都丢掉了。
When it's our children's turn to look at the albums, they will throw away things that don't belong to them.
所以这个观看大自然好像一时在满足，那你从长远观点看，这也是虚空啊。
So enjoying nature seems to be satisfying, but in the long run, it's also meaningless.
这就是传道者的感，这个所罗门的感觉。
That's how Solomon felt.
那当我们进到神的里面呢？
But when we go into God,
你会发现不太一样,
we will see things different.
同一个地方你再去，当你用感谢的心来看，也不太一样。
If you go to a certain place with a thankful heart, you will have a different feeling.
先看诗篇的19篇。
Let's read Psalm 19.
诗篇的19篇。
Psalm 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀。 穹苍传扬他的手段。第二节，
2.
这日到那日发出言语，日夜到那夜传出知识。这个地方说，诸天述说神的荣耀。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
所以我们到世界里面观看这很漂亮的风景。
When we go to different parts of the world to observe nature,
我们看到这么漂亮的风景，
When we see such beautiful scenery,
我们就重新地感谢天上的神。
From our hearts, we give thanks to God.
那当我们向神开始感谢的时候，
As soon as we think, give thanks to God,
我们发现我们就离开神越近了。
We become closer to God.
因为从他的大自然当中我们看到他的荣耀。
Because from his nature, we can see his glory.
从感谢的心我们靠近了他。
With thankful heart, we are closer to God.
所以我们发现我们到很漂亮的风景区去看就不一样了。
So when you go to a scenic spot, you will look at it differently.
那是要让我们来欣赏神的荣耀。
You will enjoy the glory of God.
让我们的心来感谢神的伟大。
You will thank God for his greatness.
我们再看第八章，诗篇的第八章。
Let's read Psalm 8.
诗篇的第八章。
Psalm 8.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第三节哈
，Verse three，
我观看你指手所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。第四节
，Four，
便说人算什么？你竟然顾念他；世人算什么？你竟然眷顾他。这里说看到神所造天地的伟大。
When we see the greatness of God's creation，
人再回头过来看，就发现了，哎呀，人算什么
？We will realize what are we？
这个就是谦卑的。
This shows our humility.
所以人常常接触大自然哦。如果你真的有在追求信仰啊，你常常接触大自然，发现神创造的伟大，神的伟大，忽然间你就非常谦卑啊，我算什么
？If we always see the greatness of God in His nature, then we will realize how insignificant we are.
所以有时候我们看啊，一个国家里面啊，如果这个啊。国土非常广大，这个人民常常到外面里面去欣赏大自然，心胸都比较广阔。
If the citizens of a particular country always travel and go into nature, they will have a broader mind.
因为当人看到神的伟大
，When people see God's greatness in nature,
人就知道自己的渺小。
They realize how small they are.
那人知道自己的渺小
，When they see how small they are,
人就可以去接纳别人的缺点跟软弱。
They will accept people's shortcomings.
这个就是谦卑，这就是。从这个大自然无形当中渐渐感化过来。
Such humility comes gradually from appreciation of nature.
但是如果我们看到有的人住在一个小岛里面
，But for citizens who live on islands,
没有机会去观看神的伟大
，They don't get to see the greatness of God in nature.
那人跟人之间挤透了头，挤破了这个头。
So they would they would be on bad terms with people.
到最后你发现人的心越来越渺小。
They become very narrow-minded.
所以当我们在用感谢的心在看神创造的时候，我们发现我们人一直在进步。
So when we view God's creation with a thankful heart, we become better.
人算什么？你竟然顾念他。
We say, what is man that you are mindful of him?
那我们对神就有感谢的心了。
We will begin to give thanks to God.
那在主耶稣的这个四福音里面
In the Gospels
我们看主耶稣用很多很多的例子大自然的例子在描写很重要的道理
Jesus we use things from nature to talk about certain important teachings
一粒麦子如果没有落在地上死了还是一粒
He said unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies it is still a wheat
但是死了就结出许多的子粒来
But if it dies, it will produce many kernels of wheat.
有很多人坐在这个麦田的旁边呢，从来没有去想过这个问题。
There were many people who were brought up next to the fields, but they would never think about such questions.
现在我们听主耶稣讲
，But if we listen to Jesus,
你再去看
and look at the kernel of wheat,
忽然间你领悟了
，You will understand.
麦子掉下去
，When the kernel of seed falls,
你看就结出许多的粒子来
，It produces many seeds.
原来那一颗就消失了。
And the original seed disappears.
所以我们在观看大自然神的创造中领悟很多的道理。
So from nature we can experience and understand many of God's teachings.
天上的飞鸟。
The birds in the air.
不种也不收。
Do not sow or make clothes.
神养活它。
But God takes care of them.
地上的百合。
The lilies in the field.
没有纺织也没有做衣服。
They do not make clothes for themselves.
神给他这么漂亮的装饰。
But God clothed them.
何况我们不是更贵重吗
How much more valuable are we?
神都看过飞鸟不百合
If God takes care of the birds and the lilies
神不会看过我们吗
Wouldn't he take care of us?
所以在观看大自然当中忽然间我们发现了我们是贵重的
If we look at nature we'll realize how precious we are to God
我们就对神的恩典充满着信心
We will be more confident of God's grace
所以现在我们看大自然再也不是这么虚空
So when we look at nature with that perspective, we will not find it meaningless.
主耶稣说，你的信心如果像一粒芥菜种这样，
She said, if you have faith like a mustard seed,
芥菜种是所有种子里面最小的一个。
The mustard seed is the smallest of seeds.
但是如果你的信心这样这样，
but if your faith is as big as the mustard
seed, 你就可以移山倒海。
You can move the mountains.
那么我们看到那一粒芥菜种拿到手里面。
If you take this mustard seed into your hands,
忽然就觉悟了，不是神没有能力。
You will realize that it's not because God does not have power,
是我们信心不够。
But because we don't have faith.
所以问题不在乎神。
So the problem is not with God.
我们体验不到神的能力，问题在乎我们的信心。
We cannot experience God's power because we lack faith.
因此当我们这样来观看神所创造的时候，忽然对我们做造就就很大了。
So when we look at God's creation in this perspective, we will be edified.
不再虚空了。
It would not be meaningless.
好，我们再回到传道书的第一章。
Let's come back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
传道书第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1, verse
9. 已有的事情后来必再有，已行的事情后来必再行，日光之下并没有新事。第十节。
10.
岂有一件事情仍指着说这是新的呢？哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了。十一节。
11.
已过的世代无人纪念，将来的后来的世代也没有人纪念。啊，这里这个所罗门在谈到历史。
Solomon talks about history.
啊，到最后他发现了这个，我们看这个历史的演变，到最后也是虚空啊。
The history turns out to be meaningless.
日光之下没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
你说克林顿创造一件新事吗？
Did Clinton create a new thing under the sun?
历史看看，以前早就好多的国王做那些事情了。
If you look at history, you can see that many kings have done what he did.
只是时间地点不同了，那个事情人早就做过了。
They just did it in a different time and place.
日光下没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
好，那在我们以前的世代早已就有了。
What has been done in our generation has happened before.
所以人在这个观看历史的这个不断的演变当中啊，你会发现在第八节后面说啊，耳听听不足，眼看看不饱啊，就是你就发现没有办法得到满足啊。
Verse 8 says, the eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is filled of hearing, will never be satisfied.
你看我们在读这个报纸。
If you read the newspaper.
报纸就是昨天的历史啊。
The newspaper is the history of yesterday.
你看报纸电了以后有没有说到我心情很不好，报纸一念心情好了，没有。
Will your mood change for the better after reading the newspaper? No.
你看完还是得不到满足。
After reading it, you still feel empty.
没有一件是新的事情。
There's nothing new under the sun.
那十一节说，
Verse 11 says,
已过的没有人纪念，将来也不会有人纪念。
There is no remembrance of men of old and even those who are yet to come.
那个这个包我们都包括进来了。
This includes all of us.
我们当中谁知道我们的祖父什么名字？
How many of us here know the name of our grandparents?
可能有一些人知道。
Perhaps some of us do.
那如果你知道，再问一下你曾祖父什么名字？
But let me ask you, do you know the name of your great grandfather?
我不知道，我想大部分都不知道。
I don't know about you.
他已经被我们忘记了。
We have forgotten them.
好，那我们再来想。
If we think again,
我们孩子知道我们什么名字。
Our children may know our name.
但是我们的孙子会知道我们什么名字吗？
But would our grandchildren know our name?
那如果他知道，那他的孩子呢？
If they do, what about their children?
可能已经忘记了。
They will forget us.
所以已过的世代没有人纪念。
So people do not remember men of old.
后来世代人也不纪念。
And they, people and those who are yet to come.
所以我们在读这个人文历史当中，你越来越发现人真的很虚空。
So when we read the human history, we find that life is meaningless.
好像那欧年这样皮这样一剥一剥，剥完就丢掉，剥完就丢掉，忘记了。
It is like peeling an onion. After you peel one layer, you throw it away.
但是当我们进到主耶稣里面，
But if we go into Jesus,
我们就发现不太一样啊。
Things will be different.
旧事一过，一切都变成新的。
The old has gone and the new has come.
你发现我们在主耶稣里面所做的一切事情，
Everything you do in Christ,
如果没有人纪念，神会纪念。
Will be remembered by God even if no one else remembers.
亚伯拉罕已经死了几十年，几百年。
Abraham died hundreds and thousands of years ago.
圣经还说神纪念亚伯拉罕。
But the Bible says God remember Abraham.
所以神救罗德，所以神做很多事情。
That's why God saved Lot and did many other things for him.
所以人最重要的不是在人的历史当中留名。
So what's important is not for us to leave a name in this world.
人最重要是要在神的面前让神纪念。
It's more important to be remembered by God.
那个纪念是永远的。
And such remembrance is eternal.
那个纪念是写在生命册上的。
Such remembrance is written on the book of life.
所以当我们所作所为一切都是为着神的时候
If everything we do is for the sake of God,
你发现你所做的一切都在生命册上。
Then it will all be written in the book of life.
那就不虚空了。
That would not be meaningless.
但是如果我们所作所为不是为着神
But if everything we do is not for God,
你去参加福伦社参加这个参加那个
You may go to different clubs and the organizations
很多的报纸都报道你的名字
And your name shows up in many different
newspapers 照片也看出来了
And they even show your pictures
请接受这个传道者的提醒
Please be reminded by this preacher
已过的世代没有人纪念这个将来也不会有人纪念了
People will not remember a man of old, nor neither will they remember you.
那个是虚空的啦。
That is meaningless.
只有在神里面为着爱神爱人所做的才是真的有意义的。
Only if you do things out of your love for God and for men will be meaningful.
所以可能我们信主的前半生都是白过的。
Perhaps before we believe in the Lord, we have wasted our entire lives.
因为我们没有为着神做什么。
Because we didn't do anything for God.
但是我们信主以后。
But after believing in God.
因为神。
For the sake of God,
我们做这个，我们做那个。
We may do this or that.
这个后半段的历史是有价值的。
Then this latter part of our lives will be valuable.
因为神会纪念。
Because God will remember us.
所以所罗门提醒我们虚空。
Solomon reminds us that everything is meaningless.
但是主耶稣宣告。
But Jesus declares.
我们在他的里面就要找到意义。
That in him we will find meaning.
所以突破虚空的方法就是要进入主耶稣的救恩里面。
So the way to break through meaninglessness is to come into Christ.